Terry, I've been hearing a lot about the Summer League, and I know this is a yearly thing that happens in Vegas, and it's what, for prospects, it's for upcoming NBA players?
Yes, if the top draft picks for each team are there.
Okay.
The Cavs have Colin Sexton, number 8 pick from Alabama. They're all playing against each other. Then you also have some guys for maybe second or third year pros. And you have a bunch of guys who are maybe late 20s trying to, they've been playing in Europe or somewhere else trying to hook on.
Okay.
So it's a game. They're not really, the score isn't much. It's kind of like exhibition baseball, but they are looking for prospects and looking to see how they do.
Okay, you mentioned Colin Sexton. The Cavs just selected him 8th in the draft from Alabama.
Right.
How's he looking so far?
He's been playing pretty well. He's averaging like 14 and a half points. 6 foot 2 point guard. He's 19 years old, Amanda, and you can see sometimes he's 19 years old. He like tries to dribble into three guys and jump through them and gets the ball, slapped away. And then other times just beats everybody down the court with his quickness. Defensively, he's trying hard, but still has to figure some things out. But you go get that good. This is an there's an NBA player in there.
Okay.
And it's going to take time. And then the other guy, though, who's really been the star of the team has been Anton Zizek, or
Yeah.
Big Z, as they call them, the second Big Z. This is Zdrunas Augoskas used to be the other one. But Zizek is from Croatia,
Okay.
6'11", 260. And he's averaging about 24 points a game.
Now he played for former Cavs coach David Blatt.
Yes, he did. Yeah, 2 years ago in 2016 and 17 in Turkey. In fact, in the 2016 draft, late in it, Boston took him late in the first round. Didn't sign him because he's only like 19 years old at that point. They do that sometimes. You just take a guy overseas and just hang on to his rights. So he played a year in Turkey for David Blatt. Then when the Cavs are trading Kyrie Irving to Boston, they're talking about different guys. But the big things are Isaiah Thomas and Jay Crowder and the Brooklyn pick, which became Sexton. But a throw-in in this deal was this big guy, Zizek. Kobe Altman, the Cavs general manager, asked for the 6'11 center. And remember, they got him, and I'm here, oh, great, just another sort of big body thing. And then he got in a couple of games. Amanda, he played 3 games in the regular season where he played at least 15 minutes. He scored 14 points, 15 points, and 20 points.
That's pretty solid.
It is. And no, it showed that there's something there. And he has all these low post, little hook shots and drop steps. And it's amazing how the Europeans school their big men and how to play near the basket so much better than we do now in this
Okay.
country. Although it's the kind of way you used to see in the old days here. But so he, the Cavs drafted him, but all of a sudden now with LeBron gone, you're looking, can he get some points somewhere? And this guy, I think, is really going to help them. So to the kind of the continuation of the Kyrie deal, Sexton and Zizek are two parts of that.
Okay. And I've been seeing he didn't play much, Chetty Osman, but he's been talked about for quite some time because he's been such a character out there. People love him
Right.
and friends with LeBron James on the court. What's going on with Chetty Osman?
And he is one of those guys. He was taken 2 years ago by David Griffin, the former general manager. He was playing in Turkey. He was like 18 years old when they drafted him. So they wait a couple of years, signed him this past year. And you know what? The Cavs trying to win now. You weren't going to play him a ton. But when he got in, he hustles. He's kind of like a miniature Anderson Varejao. Well, now, again, with LeBron gone and going younger, he's going to play more. And he's the other night, he had 20-some points in the Summer League game. Now, he should do well. Generally, guys who are in their second or third year in the NBA play well in these summer league games just because they're more experienced and everything else. Colin Sexton had never seen basketball like this. I mean, because the other thing that happens, because there are these guys who are 27 years old and played in Greece and played in Turkey and played in all these places and desperate to make an NBA roster, they're not afraid to throw you around. They'll go right at a first round pick. I mean, they're not shy.
Right.
And so there's been some shock factor on Colin Sexton. Or like a guy like Chetty Osman, nobody heard of. He gets out there and he's played in the world games and all this stuff. And so, where they throw garbage on you on the court, not much is going to intimidate him. And so all of a sudden he's looking pretty good. So you look at that. I mean, they're going to have a lot of probably roster changes before we actually get to the regular season. But I would rather be sitting here with you, Amanda, saying, Sexton shows promise. Zizek looks good. Chetty looks good, then, gee, the kid, the rookie looks lost. The two foreign guys look like they ought to go back to Turkey. You know, it hasn't been like that at all. So in that regard, there's been a lot of good things coming out of the Summer League.
And we're paying attention to it for the first time in a while.
Yeah,
probably.
Exactly, because some of these guys are actually going to play in the regular season.
Okay. Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.